Good morning, Consciousness Circle members, and happy Monday. If you listen to my weekly forecast for this week, you'll understand that really the entire week revolves around that solar eclipse in Gemini that's taking place on June 10th. So, with that said, I want to prepare you early on in the week so that you can receive all of this energy from, at the very least, a state of presence. And for those of you who have been with me for a while, who have taken several of my classes, you know how much I love questions. Far more than just giving you astrological information and astrological insight, what I want the most, or my intention, is to incite profound and deeper questions from you. That is how we become involved and present in our growth, in the evolution of our soul, and we can follow it and understand the power that we have to create the reality that we want. And let me rephrase, actually, the power that we have to co-create the reality that we want. And I say co-create because this life is not created just from this human capacity. It's created from something much greater. It's created from our relationship to spirit, to the universe, to source, to the divine. In this space, we understand that we are not alone. But every once in a while, the cosmos gifts us with some time, like eclipse seasons, with several planets retrograde, to slow down and reinforce that connection. And what tends to happen when the universe does that, our human side becomes very, very uncomfortable, because we go from a space in which we can just Google all of the questions and gain all of the answers, to understanding that Google can always give us the answers that only our soul can give us. So I want to leave you with a short exercise. Perhaps not an exercise. I actually just want to leave you with three really significant questions, or at least questions that I consider significant, that you can either journal throughout the week, put on post-its somewhere and put them up and just kind of read them out loud as the week goes on. Really approach these questions in a way that feels comfortable, that feels natural. You don't have to make a thing out of it. Go with what your soul is calling you to go with. But here are the three questions. What does it mean to honor who I am? Question number two. What does it mean to honor what I love? And finally, question number three. What really matters to me? If you sit with these questions, if you allow them to marinate really from the beginning of the week, and then you come and check in on the day of the eclipse or on Friday or over the weekend, you'll come to understand that within these questions, there are other questions. And within those other questions, those minor questions, is when we begin to really delve within ourselves, is when we begin to really recognize the intricacies of our soul, and how from that space, when we take the time to cultivate the relationship with that space within ourselves, we can really, really create a wonderful reality that isn't based off of anything material that we can build or gain, but the recognition that contentment, joy, happiness, honesty, genuine people, genuine connections can actually be manifested into our lives. But before we can head in that direction, before we can actually be in that space, we need to come back to self, and we need to understand our inner workings in a much, much deeper way. So I'll leave you with the questions again. Number one, what does it mean to honor who I am? Number two, what does it mean to honor what I love? And number three, what really matters to me? I hope these are helpful in some way. And if you care to share your insight, I would love to hear it. Feel free to reach out via Instagram or email, and I'm here for whatever you need. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I will catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.